Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop via SKYPE. Unfortunately. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Audio might sound a little different. I'm going to have to work on this in the upcoming weeks to remember how the fuck I did it to get that perfect audio sync. But yeah, we're doing it via Skype now because, well, COVID said we don't like you two black motherfuckers, so.
No, we're going to come close to home for both of you sons of bitches.
In the past 2 weeks, per se, too, as well.
Yes.
It's kind of been like a nightmare, to be honest. I it's funny because... The last time we recorded, you know, things were bad, but it was just like, we'll get through this. You know, it was that kind of time. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks passed by, and it's just like, oh, man, scratching and sweating and shit like a crackhead. Just like, oh, baby. Hey, look, man. Man. Cody started slapping me around. You idiot. I was like, oh, baby, please stop. We fun, baby. I mean, it's like Cody just said, it's just been hitting too close to home. I've had at least, shit, counting on your family. I mean, I guess like 5 friends in that's contracted COVID in a week alone. Though. Like a week alone.
And this past 2 weeks, I've had 2 family members contracted.
I've had...
So that
wasn't
working right now.
Yeah, Cody, you had 2 family members. I've had 1 that died of it in the 2 weeks as well. My mom's auntie in Louisiana, and they were talking about we gonna come to the funeral. I was like, fuck no. I don't want to be rude or nothing like that, but I don't plan on hopping on any goddamn plane, by the way.
Why the fuck would you do that?
Yeah, I was looking at moms. I was like, you better not feel sympathy. You better not even think. She's like, oh, no, I ain't getting on a plane. I was like, okay, I'm about to say.
No.
Which, funny enough, I know a bunch of people that went to New Orleans this week, too, by the way. Plane tickets must be on sale or something, Cody, because everybody's just getting on fucking planes this week. I'll tell you this right now. Spirit Airlines is always on sale, but you ain't never going to catch me on none of them planes. So, just because the plane is on sale... Don't mean you need to get your ass on it, okay? So
not at all, especially fucking Spirit. God, no.
Both Cody and Yoon have told me a story. I never wrote it, but they both told me stories.
Well, no part of that shit.
I hear it's like the worst fucking airline.
No, it is. By far.
I think 3 years ago, United said, hold my beer. It's like, watch as we beat this motherfucker's ass. I'm not gonna lie, I thought that would have ruined United. I was like, they got it. I mean, their stock like plummeted so hard. It was just like, I don't even know how they could. I don't even know how they recovered from it. To be honest, I guess people just. I guess like any other case, shit. 2 weeks pass by and people forget.
Remember those protests, right, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Remember all the Black Lives Matter and stuff like that?
They still do matter, right?
They never did. So, you remember those people that got lynched, right? No justice for them, right?
No justice.
Constantine,
Breonna Taylor.
I mean, there's still a ton of people that, Vanessa, I forgot her last name. Vanessa Hernandez, was it?
Still, yep.
Yeah, Vanessa Hernandez. This, you know what? I got a problem. I was thinking about this yesterday. Yesterday was 4th of July. People were recording this on a Sunday. I was kind of upset. I'm not gonna lie. Almost
4th of July.
I almost
still sub, but the goddamn fireworks are just dumb as fuck.
I fucking hate.
Talking about that, like, what is the fascination with fireworks?
I gotta understand why do people like? I guess that's just this country. We like blowing shit up. I mean, we just like blowing shit up.
Like to blow shit up.
I mean, I've always thought it was stupid, but yesterday was like my eye was twitching because I was just like, this is the most, first of all, I hate to get all fucking hippie on people or whatever, but it just ruins the earth. I mean, just fucking smoke clouds and shit like that. It's just straight, you leave your trash in the yards and everything. Just like, man, we just love fucking this planet up more. Second of all, I can't tell you.
Dogs and the cats, shut up these goddamn car alarms. It's just a fucking nuisance.
And then number two, I told you before we started recording, people just got a hole in their goddamn pocket to burn money through, huh?
Yeah, I guess they said, I got to spend my money on anything else. I might as well start to be followed.
And blow some shit up.
I'm getting my July 4th celebration and fuck this stay-at-home order shit.
Now, I never had a one thought or another for fireworks in there, whether I liked them or hated them. I was just like, whatever. But now, I look at them and go like, what the fuck is people's fascination with it?
Yeah.
Like, you seeing some shit in the sky light up. Okay. Put a flashlight in the fucking sky then, bitch. I really don't understand it. I was this shit went on for hours last night, Cody. I was just like,
it sounds like it's like a Call of Duty game. You know, you just hear.
Oh yes.
What's going on in the back? That's what it sounded like. It sounded like we're in a war zone. Some shit. This shit was going on for like 4 or 5 hours.
I was talking to my homegirl Michelle last night. We were talking for a long time. Hi, Michelle, by the way. I was talking to her for a while, and she was, like, laughing in the background. She was like, oh, my God, it sounds like a war zone in your neighborhood. I said, you have no idea. In my neighborhood, people love fucking fireworks over here. I mean, they lit this fucking... It's smoky as fuck outside right now.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like a fucking nuclear bomb went off over here, and it's just like...
like Fallout and shit. Yeah.
It looked like executing Order 66 and shit. Execute 4th of July. I know what the response I'm about to get for this comment, these comments I'm about to make right now. If you don't like it, won't you fucking move out of here then, you commie bastard then, whatever and shit. It's like, shut the fuck up, blow me, bitch. Okay. I can't stand that goddamn comment. If you don't like it as much, why don't you move to a commie country then,
whatever. Why don't you just leave?
How the fuck, as a country, could we sit up here, party, lit fireworks, and celebrate the 4th of July?
You're true to my freedoms, bro.
Oh, we're going to get into that a little bit later when we get to COVID. I got some comments to make. I got some conspiracy theories for you, okay? Yeah, we're going to talk. People, bear with us right now. We're going to talk some shit. We're going to talk about COVID. And we're just going to talk about how we're going to be doing these shows a little bit going further for, I guess, till COVID starts clearing up a little bit. And I'm going to pour me some I got some Eagle Rare here from El Cerrito Liquor store pick.
I have something that's like not as good, but it's. I should probably shouldn't mention it. I just go pour something.
It's Coors Light. Yeah. It's Coors Light, huh? The American beer, right, Cody?
It's bourbon.
Yeah, first of all, that's why we shouldn't celebrate 4th of July. If we drink a shitty beer like that, I mean, why the fuck would you celebrate it? So,
yeah.
I mean, because you notice what they pull out when they be like, America, man, Coors Light and fucking.
Boy, turkey, bro.
Such an insult to American drinking. I gotta tell you, it's like, you guys really, I mean, you just suck all around. But after.
Well, turkey, okay, get the black label then.
Oh, blow me the fuck up. Like, oh, hell to the fucking no. Fucking hate Johnny Walker.
I'm drinking Henry McKenna. It's fine.
Yeah, he's got the distiller.
Primarily,
yeah, so. He's got Harry McKenna. It's fine.
It's whiskey week. I might as well pour something.
So, back to the talking about America right by now. Pouring me some El Cerrito Liquor store pick Eagle Rare right there. I just don't understand. I mean, all the years, honestly, especially if you're a minority, you can live up to it. But I just don't even understand after this year how the fuck as a nation could we even celebrate that day. I mean, it's almost like as if people then forgot, like, not even just the past month, but the past day of all the bad shit that we've been doing as a country, to be honest. It's like, I understand if you're patriotic and shit. First of all, I never really understood that, to be honest. I'm like, motherfucker, you just born here. You don't have no loyalty to this goddamn thing or whatever. It's like, like, your body could be lifted up and dropped off somewhere else or whatever. I mean, there's no loyalty to brands or anything like that or whatever. I never understood that shit, first of all. But... Even our own fucking military, Cody. Our own fucking military. To do with something as fucking disgusting as what they did to Vanessa Hernandez. I keep fucking that name up, whatever. And I just read more about it and shit. And how nobody seems to give a fuck, neither.
Nope.
It's like, dude, this is our fucking military. You would think the right-wing nuts, if anything, too, they'd be all for it. Be like, hey, man, you can't be bringing that bullshit to our fucking military, because they're all for that kind of shit and everything. It's like, no, they don't give a fuck neither. And it's like, oh, it's just water under a fucking bridge. So this girl was, I guess, sexually assaulted and raped and then basically murdered. I mean, chopped up in pieces and shit like that from what I was hearing.
Yeah.
In our own fucking military, Cody. I was disgusted.
It's fucking sickening. Really sickening.
And we had the audacity to celebrate the 4th of July?
Yeah. It just went on back the day as any other normal 4th of July. You know, after all the shit that's occurred, well, shit, not just this year, this past fucking bill, the entire, lifespan of the United States, basically. And we continue to celebrate this shit. That's why I thought about that. Huh?
That's all.
You usually use that excuse to drink shit, but I'm like,
should
we be doing that anymore?
Thank you. Yeah, me and Cody, we always talk shit about holidays in this country and how they kind of bullshit and just full of shit, to be honest, to get you to spend some money on some bullshit. But, like, I gotta say, that might have been the worst celebration yesterday. I think I've been fucking sick. I was literally disgusted. I'm not gonna lie. I was really fucking disgusted and just more disgusted in the citizens and just how they just could just give a fuck less that people is just being murdered and lynched and raped and vilified. I'm just talking about this year alone, personally, or whatever and shit. I mean, we can go back and just dig a bunch of shit every fucking year, but this year alone, to just turn a blind eye on that kind of shit. And it's just like, so we just letting our military treat women like this now, huh? We just gonna go ahead and okay. So we converting back to the older days, back in the day. Then all right, that's fine. That's why when the people always say, "Oh, it's better than it was before," it's like, is it really though? I mean,
no, it's not.
Is it really? And then you know you got those some people out there right now. We're better than other countries because we have the freedom to. You have the freedom to get on this podcast and talk shit. You have the freedom to protest and do that. I'm gonna tell you this right now. I saw a video where these cops were attacking peaceful protesters with pellet guns and bean bags and shooting them and tasing them and laughing about the shit. That doesn't sound like freedom to me, Cody.
That sounds like the complete opposite of freedom, actually.
If you have the freedom to peaceful protest, whatever, they should not be laying a goddamn hand on you then. That's not freedom, man. That's a fucking dictatorship.
Sounds like oppression.
Thank you. That does not sound like fucking freedom, so. But you have the freedom to do it. You just need to be aware of the consequences. No. There is no consequences to peaceful protesting in this country. That makes no goddamn sense. If a group of people walk the street in peaceful protesting, whatever, with signs and picket signs, and they're banning to unite to ban something, whatever, there should be no goddamn reason why police should be tasing them and shooting fucking guns at them. That makes no goddamn sense. Then that's not freedom. Then that's oppression. So I wish people would stop with that goddamn argument, too, because this year alone, we've seen enough videos now where freedom goes a long way in this country. And personally, if you're a police officer and you turn your fucking camera off, I think you should be trialed for any crimes you do after that.
You should be at least suspended on the spot, I would think.
Yeah, you would think so.
At least.
So this girl, man, I got it. We've had enough deaths this year. We've had a lot of deaths this year. The lynchings were one thing. I mean, there's been a lot of black people that were murdered this year, but the lynchings, that's a whole nother level of killing somebody right there. I mean, you tying a rope around somebody's fucking neck and hanging them in the mud, and there's literally no fucking justice for any of this, neither. It's like, and then you see this girl in the fucking United States military, Cody. She's assaulted on her fucking base.
Yep.
She fights for the freedom of this fucking country. Everything that these right-wing motherfuckers, everything that these left-wing motherfuckers, they sit up here and talk about what they love about this country. She gave her fucking life to defend that freedom everyone here talks about. And they fucking treated her like a piece of ragdoll bitch, to be honest. She was nothing more than a piece of shit to these people. And what's even more sickening about it is nobody is fucking defending her.
And it is crazy how each and every passing moment, every passing day, pretty much, with all these incidents, concat and exactions, man, they just get more and more justified each time. Every time.
Oh, but he's a son of a bitch too, right, Cody?
Yeah, he's
a son of a bitch, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He he had the freedom to kneel, and that's why his career got fucked. His career got fucked over for doing a peaceful protesting. This man.
Let me tell you right now. You're wondering why this current white he did what he did.
For fucking taking a knee at a fucking national anthem.
Amazing, right?
If you ever would have thought that ruined your foot, this is why people don't talk or do anything, whatever, because that shit ruined his fucking life. Let's say that. Yep. He's been made into a martyr or some sort, and I bet he never even thought about doing no shit like that. He was standing up for something he believed in, because in this country, that's what you can do, because that's what they talk about here, freedom. You freedom to stand up for what you believe in, what you stand for. They don't tell you, though, that your ass stand up for something like that or whatever when you're trying to look for equal rights and protection against rights and stuff like that. You're done, son. That's why people are just exhausted from the shit. But it's like you sit up here, and I was asking she's a white friend of mine. Her name's Stephanie. She lives in New York. And she's been fighting. She fights for equal justice every fucking day. I mean, bless that girl heart, whatever and shit. I asked her sometimes, like, aren't you just tired? I got to be honest with you. Like, she said, no, because I know I'm doing the right thing here. But I had asked her yesterday. I said, do you ever just feel like this is a losing battle because people are just too goddamn retarded?
Yep.
As a black man, Cody, I mean, don't you just feel that? They're like, this is a losing battle. Like,
if no other year I highlighted that before, 2020 sure as hell did that. Tell you that right now.
I mean, we really just, like, we were playing poker with the world, and we just laid our retarded card on the table, didn't we?
Yep.
I mean, I know people don't like that word, but I don't even know what other word to describe this. Some of the people in this country, like, Cody was telling me this conspiracy theory, and I was just like, I'm just sitting here going like, Jesus Christ, where the fuck is people getting this shit from? I gotta tell you. I'm just sitting here going like, are we, I knew we were stupid before, but Jesus Christ, I didn't know we was batshit stupid.
Oh man. The more you know, sir. The more you know.
Damn, my little, our drop bot here just said, Arizona becomes the centerfold of spikes in COVID. I was like, yeah, I wonder why.
So Arizona and Florida, gonna go flip-flop now?
Yeah. Can we push Arizona to
the... They play past the time now?
Yeah, they playing, like, what's fair and shit. Because you remember, like, wrestling and UFC, that's all essential businesses and shit, Cody, over in Florida.
Apparently.
Yeah. That's another thing, too. I was reading up on WWE. So, this motherfucker, Vince McMahon, he had a spike in COVID cases in his fucking building that they've been performing at for these empty arena things. Over 24 people caught it. This motherfucker still carried on shows and told people don't bring it up to the media about this.
Gotta make that money.
Dude, I'm just that like...
How
does people still watch that shit? I don't understand. Like, that company...
That shit is trash the last few years anyway. I don't know how the hell you watch it right now.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's trash. That company is, like, one of the dirtiest fucking entertainment companies I think I've ever fucking heard of, though. Like, like they do, like, the most shadiest fucking business. But they still at least pull in, like, I'm talking about, like, views, like, 1.5 to 2 million. And it's just like... It's like, I know that's a huge drop from back in the day when we used to watch it, whatever shit. I mean, they
still big numbers, though.
That's a huge fucking number, especially for, like, channels, like, I think it's on USA or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
USA ain't doing shit, so, like, for them.
Yeah,
so for 1.5 to 2 million for them, that's like, man, that's like golden ages right here. That's our money, our meal ticket right there. That's like, how the fuck is people still watching this shit with all this shit? The people just really don't give a fuck, I guess, whatever. Like, you support with your dollars, and it's funny because we always say that. Just in life in general, support with your dollars. Don't take your money where you don't want it to go, whatever and stuff. And I hear all these people talking about, like, oh, that's despicable and they'll do it, but they still put their fucking dollars to it. It's like, you're still supporting it. Like, your eyes are just as, when it comes to TV and movies and shit, your eyes equals the dollars, okay? Like, ratings mean everything. If you want something to fucking change their business acts, or whatever, stop fucking putting your money and your eyes to it then. Fucking crying out loud. On this COVID shit, though. Since we're talking about stupidity now, this country has just taken a new low for stupidity. Like, and I know, like, people are like, man, I didn't come here to listen to the Bash America drop podcast. I said, well, too fucking bad. You got to hear this shit. Shit, the whole fucking year. Cody, every other fucking country has their fucking cases down. Okay? Like,
I know.
I'm talking to my friend in my homegirl in New Zealand. They don't even have it no more, or whatever and shit. She's out enjoying her fucking day, sending me photos like, oh, just hanging out in this beautiful day. I was just like, what's your COVID case looking like? And it was like, oh yeah, we dropped. She said it went up a little bit because some out of towners came by, but we put a ban on our traveling. And I was just like, it's like, why the fuck we can't get this under control? And then I realized, oh yeah, I know why. I know why. Because every fucking every fucking American in this country got their own fucking conspiracy theory about why I don't need to wear a fucking mask and why I can go outside.
You're infringing on my freedoms and all that shit. It's fake. It ain't real. It's not that big of a deal. No matter if I catch it.
My favorite one. My favorite one. My favorite one is my civil liberties are being mistrusted. Yep. It's like, okay. If you're an American and you say because you have to wear a mask, your civil liberties are being fucked with, you're a fucking retard. I'm sorry. Like, that is the most retard. That is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard, okay? Your civil liberties.
Okay, the only way they're going to learn them sounds harsh is if they catch it and they pass it on to one of their old-ass relatives and they fucking perish from it. That is the only way they're going to learn. The only way.
Your civil liberties?
Yeah, man, we'll see how far that civil liberty bullshit goes.
I was talking to my friend in China about, in Japan about it, and I was just like, we're the only country that turned this whole fucking health crisis into a political thing, huh? Like, we've literally turned this into a political debate about fucking COVID. We turned a health crisis into a fucking Democrat or Republican thing. How the fuck did that happen, Cody? I don't understand how that happened.
Like, I don't know why this shit gotta be political. Wearing a mask is fucking political. That's... Wow.
COVID is political, too.
Wow.
How?
The virus that we don't have any sort of real handle on, that we don't know a whole lot about at this point, that's political. It's protecting yourself political. Okay, that's... Yeah, fuck this country.
Hey, Cody, people are dying, though. Oh, but JB, hey, them numbers are low. Don't let the media trick you. The media ain't tricking me, first of all. Second of all, the numbers could be fucking 100. People still dying from the goddamn thing, okay? There's that... Okay, you're basically playing Russian roulette. I don't plan on playing Russian roulette with my life as far as anytime soon, whatever. Let's just say me and Cody both caught it. And we both were like, oh, it don't kill our age group, so we're fine. Imagine if I died from it. Now, the chances of it happening is probably really low, but it's like, imagine if that chance was on you. Because you don't even know how well your body is on the inside, your immune system, stuff like that. So you just don't know. So imagine Cody lived and I died. Cody'd be like, well, damn. I guess somebody in that age can die from it. It's like, do you really want to take that chance with your own life? Now, if you do, that's fine if you want to take that chance with life. I mean, whatever you choose to do with your life, so be it, whatever shit. But imagine that affects other people. And it affects a higher rate of elderly people, which is very high in this country. And I'm assuming we all have loved ones in the elderly age, too. So why even take the chance of possibly getting it and then giving it to someone that don't have a fighting chance to survive through it? That's the part that kind of annoys me. I mean, that part right there just shows how much of an asshole of a country we are. I mean, like, I used to think I was the biggest asshole ever known. And now I'm going like, man, I ain't got shit. I got to catch up, Coach. Shit, I really got to catch up. I'm slacking, Cody. Yeah, I mean, they looking for people to die. I'm just like, man, I want people to live. I guess I'll never catch up.
Yeah, what is that? I heard there was like some college or fraternity or something. They were literally having a game with betting stakes. They had like a pot. They put money on the pot. You hear about this?
I'm not shocked by it.
I was like, man, these fucking guys. Man, I just get my hands up. I'm done. I turned my phone off. I turned everything off. I can't do this no more. Got no more talking.
to quote our good friend Birdman, no more talking. If you don't see me and Cody on social media for the longest of quarantine, then well, you know why. I just can't get on this shit.
They just keep one up themselves. over stupidity. I'm just amazed. You just can't help but laugh at it. I'm sad as fuck, really, but I just can't help but laugh.
Yes, that's all I've been doing is laughing, whatever. I mean, yeah. What pissed me off is the Vanessa Hernandez thing and just the fireworks in general, because, you know, I'm hippie again, whatever. It just ruins the earth and shit like that, whatever. But still, at the same time, it's like, how the fuck could we celebrate a day like that? What are we celebrating? Stupidity? Like what? We have done not a goddamn thing this year to be celebrating, Cody.
Yeah.
That's like if me and you was in the podcast awards again and we fucking came in last place, whatever, and shit, and we started saying, let's throw a celebration for that. It's like, what the fuck?
The hell you doing?
Cody, you want a participation award? Oh, Jesus Christ. I guess it was how we have been training the world lately or whatever. So I guess America's like, yeah, well, we're going to give ourselves one. Yep. Hey, we participated in this, so let's go ahead and try to, you know, rack those numbers. But the theories, man. The fucking theories, dude. Oh, Cody told me a theory before we started recording. I had to tell him, quote our friend Bert, man, no more talking for you.
Yeah, I was throwing this idea around.
I should come
like a weekly theory segment.
There's
always a new one out there.
It's always a new one. Whatever. I love it too because like the I got friends that believe in that shit too. Whatever. And you can fucking block me. I already said it. I don't really give a shit about that. Like they sit up here and they make their little smart ass posts and shit like that. Look, see. COVID is just a hoax, or whatever, or Black Lives Matter is and it's part of Antifa, or whatever. Bitch, why don't you type in Google search Antifa and read what it actually fucking tells you what it is, please? It don't say shit about no goddamn Black Lives Matter. Okay. Do people know how to read, Cody? I'm starting to think that's what it's like. Do people know?
I think they do like that skim shit. You know, when you're just trying to get over some shit like real quick.
Oh, okay.
Little pinpoints down correctly. Mm. You know, really, like, the whole thing is like certain words. That's not it.
This is why defunding the police is important because we need to put it back into the American education system.
So, yeah. Ooh, God.
Because we cannot allow the future generation to be this goddamn retarded, okay? We cannot, all right? This is just baffling to me.
No lies there. No lies
detected. Shit, Maury. Thank you. Okay, so, but yes, we need to defund the police ASAP and get that finance into something a little bit more suitable. Kanye West running for president. Okay, all right.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. That's true. Yeah, just take your app off, man.
Yeah, like, you know what? Dropbot, you got to go off now.
Like I forgot about that. Yeah, that's. I got nothing to say about that. I'm gonna put my energy and chip elsewhere right now.
Cody's been to my house. Oh, there it just popped up again. Kanye West announces presidential bid. It's like, oh Jesus Christ. Cody's been in my house. He knows my Dropbox just pops up with news notifications and shit.
Yeah.
That's all I've been reading right now. It's like three notifications. Like he's running for. It's like I saw people praising this too. Though. I was like,
all
right.
Of course.
Okay, this dude is fucked up in the head. All right, that's the last person we need to run for.
Yeah.
All right, please. Isn't this the same dude that said fucking slavery was a choice?
Yep.
Literally a month after he wrote a song, I mean, produced a song with Nas called Cop Shot the Kill. A kid.
And some people think he's fit to run for president.
Kanye West.
Yes.
Running for president.
That would basically be Trump 2.0.
It's funny because
that's what it would be.
People don't talk shit about him as much as they do about his wife, and his wife is the one that's actually fighting for Vanessa Hernandez to get fucking justice.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about his wife anymore.
Which is hilarious, you know. I mean, me and Cody, we ain't like the biggest fucking Kim Kardashian supporters or whatever shit. Just never understood the hate that woman gets. Oh, she did a fucking porno to get fans. Like, all right, I would too if I could. If somebody walked up to me right now and be like, hey man, you make this sex tape, man, I'll make you millions. I'd be like, shit, where do I sign up, baby? Come on. Who gives a
yes, man, real quick.
Yeah, exactly, whatever shit. People giving her shit and stuff like that is like, I've seen this woman fight for some good causes. I don't never hear anybody talk positive about that. Like, it's like, where is her husband fighting for this shit? Like, where is this motherfucker? Because every time I look, he's doing something fucking stupid, Cody.
Yeah. I mean, there was a story he did donate something to Left and Left.
Back yeah, he donated to George Floyd's daughter's college education.
So he did do that. I give props for that.
Which I did too. Yes, I give him credit for that.
He always slips it on his head. That's some dumb shit right afterwards. That's the problem.
Problem with him is that money he donated for George Floyd's daughter's college tuition, that's like just getting Barack saying like, you know, all black people were equal now. We voted Barack Obama into president. It's like, nah, y'all got a lot more making up to do. Okay, that ain't my presidency. That's his. So as far as I'm concerned, you got a lot more work to do, America. That's the same thing for Kanye West. Nah, brother, you still got a lot more work to do on that. I mean that last them last comments you made alone, that's like at least about 5 years worth of work you got to put in, like if not 500, to be honest, because that had to been the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard a brother ever say. And I've seen people with no teeth talking about the leprechauns in the tree. Okay, so
yeah.
And I believe that more than what I heard Kanye West say.
But also, I wonder if
they're
still alive.
That's like
that old little community right there. That'd be all to be dead, right?
I mean, you would think, right?
I saw you before this COVID shit. They got that all to be dead, right?
Do you think the brother that was looking for the gold, that's the same Hide Your Kids dude? Kind of look like a like.
Yeah, it could have been.
Probably was saying, I want the gold. Where the gold at? It's up in there right now. I want that gold. I'm gonna give me a bulldog, motherfucker. You don't even know where to rent a fucking bulldog. Okay, like, I'm gonna rent me a bulldozer. I'm gonna get to Nero. What? What are you talking about right now? I live in a real city, and even I wouldn't know where to find a fucking bulldozer to rent. Okay. Fucking what was it? Alabama, right?
Alabama.
Yeah, goddamn. That drawing of that leprechaun. Never forget that drawing, baby. Never forget that drawing. You know that black news report that woman wanted to say, who are these Negroes?
That's like, was this leprechaun on the same plane? Because that leprechaun was 2D.
I want to know. You imagine like that sketch artist that leprechaun's on Instagram right now promoting his art? I would totally buy that. I would totally buy that leprechaun.
Like I famous leprechaun sketch, man.
I totally need that on my wall. I want to be buried with that mother. And you better bury me with it too. I want that to go with me, or whatever. Like I want that. You imagine somebody touch it? Don't touch it. This is my masterpiece. It's in his Batman vault. This right here. This is my masterpiece, or whatever. It's like, oh. You imagine if you went to a museum, you saw that shit hanging in there.
Hanging it right next to the Mona Lisa.
They put it in the black black exposition museum. African arts.
Should be protected by like a
like
10 security guard.
Fucking Catwoman couldn't break into that shit, Cody. It's like Batman's mom's pearls and shit. That shit's in the African arts museum right now. But nobody knows who has the original. It's amazing how that fucking one video could just make. How many years we've been doing this now?
How old is that fucking video? That's like at least almost 15 years old, right? Something like that.
I mean, it's got to be. I think it was like 2007 or something like that, 2008-ish. Yeah, so, and we've been laughing about it since 2010, maybe. And I'm almost certain we brought it up almost at least about 3 shows a year.
Oh, yeah, every all time. How could you not? That's a classic video. That's one of the greatest videos of all time.
But it's amazing how every 3 times a year we brought it up that, like, you know, that shit still has new content to talk about.
It's always kind of new shit about it. It's always relevant.
And somehow you can, it's relevant to anything that's going on. It's like, oh. Kanye West funded that drawing, by the way. That shit's hanging in Kanye West's room right now. It's like,
that doesn't make sense, right? You make Blackie look terrible. It doesn't make sense. Blackie was going crazy.
That motherfucker spent $1 million on that artwork and said, this is a work of art and shit.
Yes.
So I will give him credit. He finally took his money and actually did something fucking worthwhile for the black community once in a while. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ.
T-shirts and jeans with holes in them for getting out the pop.
Selling out like a motherfucker would, like he normally does and shit like that, old Uncle Tom motherfucker. But, you know, hey, he finally did something right. Yeah,
yeah, I'll throw a term around a whole lot, but yeah, that motherfucker.
Yeah, you got a long way to work. Matter of fact, you should never be president. Never.
He's definitely the house Negro I've ever saw.
Yeah, thank you. He's just sitting up there smiling with Trump, just looking at him, just going like, man, that's the bias.
Yeah, he makes Samuel Jackson character from Django and Chain blush.
Yeah. He'd be so proud. Uncle Ruckus in your live action.
Proud with Kanye West. Yeah. He's a national
fucking
hero.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is, whatever. He's that token Negro. That's what he is. Mm-hmm. He really is. And that whole Trump group, he's just like, oh, look, he's my black friend. Come on out here. It's like, oh, dear.
Yeah, he's a show. He's entertainment.
God, Jesus Christ.
He's my black friend here.
My dream was always to be the greatest entertainer of all time.
Yeah, shut up, jive, tap dance, okay? That's basically what he is.
And he loves it, too. He's just a lady.
Yeah, he embraces it.
That motherfucker just loves a goddamn spotlight. I'm so happy that dude, what was that brother named? Van, was it?
Yeah. TMZ.
Yeah, set his ass. I don't even think it worked personally, but, you know, at least somebody talked some goddamn sense.
I tried, you know?
Yeah, at least somebody talked some goddamn sense in him instead of kissing his ass and sucking on him and be like, man, word. Because, you know, brother be sending him, word, man, that's real, man. I never thought about it. Like, it's like, nah, hell. That's another thing, too, whatever. Everybody in this country, I'll even throw myself in there, everybody just think they smarter than they own good and they can come up with their own goddamn theories and shit.
I'd be guilty of that sometimes. We all are.
They sit up here and talk about like these theories like, man, I bet you never thought about it like that though, huh? Huh, Cody? You didn't think about that. It's like, all right, brother. You need to go back to your sixth grade education and you just need to stop thinking about things like this. Please. Yeah. Just leave.
Hey, live up to that college dropout.
Monica,
yeah.
Damn. Hey.
That
hey, like he said in one song, he was late for graduation. He knew that, brother. Yeah. So it's like, if you late for that, then oof, life gets a lot harder then, brother. damn. So yeah, you know, it's funny that we're actually sitting up here arguing with fucking scientists and shit. Now, scientists and doctors, by the way. Now, look here, I don't take everything my doctor say with a grain of salt, but goddammit, if my doctor tells me, hey...
But they probably have a good hunch.
Thank you, yes. They would have a better hunch than me. Shit.
It is correct.
Cody, I work in fucking entertainment. Yes, they have a way better. I have no business.
Medical field. No. How the fuck you know goddamn doctor?
I knew dudes that's driving fucking UPS trucks talking about like, man, I shouldn't be wearing this mask, whatever, because, you know, this is just it's like, hey, shut the fuck up and drive this truck, okay? Like, just shut up and drive this fucking truck.
There's some people on Twitter doing good things at times. There's some people are posting on Twitter. You know, some people complain and say, like, oh, it affects my breathing, the mask.
Shut the fuck up.
Look. Breathing problems. They monitor themselves with the mask on and with the mask off.
Thank you.
Their breathing was exactly the same.
Thank you.
Exactly.
This does not.
I
hate that fucking excuse. Whatever. It's like, oh man, it's fucking motherfucker. Doctors wear this for how long?
Thank you.
Nurses wear this. This is before fucking COVID kicked in. People was wearing these shits. People that work in construction wear these fucking masks and shit like this.
Bane.
Thank you. When you fuck Bane. when you nobody loved me before I had the mask. Shit. Plus, for us ugly people out here, you know, it helps me. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I'd be walking down the street like I'm Peter Parker and shit now from Spider-Man 3, going like, yeah. And then the mask falls off. People start screaming. Oh my god, he's black. I'm blessing the mask, whatever. Michelle, hopefully I don't take this mask off now, girl, because I don't want you done. Let's just go out to eat with this mask on. I don't want you to be terrified now, you know. But yes, please, shut the fuck up, please. Let the doctors do their goddamn job. I don't take everything my doctor says.
Just follow what the doctor says. Because if anything, we have a better shot at surviving with what the doctor says than what you say, right?
Thank you. The doctor...
Right? Law of averages here, folks.
The last checkup I had, my doctor told me my vitamin D was low. I was like, all right, I'll get some D in my system then or whatever. And he even looked at me and said, Jermaine, that wasn't funny. I just said... I don't think my doctor likes me. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes he gives me this look. I'm just trying to make him laugh. I just trying to make him laugh, Cody.
I laughed once.
I asked
you this stuff. Get your ass
out. When I was having trouble breathing one time years ago, whatever. I went to the doctor. I was like, am I better now to run this triathlon, doctor? Because he was always giving me shit back. I'm fucking with him. He's like, nah, man, you're not in shape to be running a triathlon. He was just like, you in what lungs right now? I was just like, ain't that a bitch? Like, I was like, all right, well, I'm about to get you shit now. And I'll get my D level up. I said, you want to start? That motherfucker hand me a prescription. He's like, get the fuck out of my office. I told them
the same shit. I would have just be a fucking joke, goddamn.
I told the nurse on my way out. I was like, he wants it. He thinks I'm pretty, coach. I'd be like, doctor, you want me to change into this little outfit over here? Whatever. He's like, no, you don't need to fucking do that. Jeez, please.
Hey, we'll put the gown on. Like, no, God,
that's he's like, fuck, I'm just putting a fucking blood sample in. I don't need to fucking do that. So he tells me my vitamin D is low, whatever. And I tell him, I was like, all right, just tell me what I need to do to get it back up then. I start taking it, and bada bing, vitamin D's up allowed, whatever. So clearly they have an idea of what's going on in your body more than you do. Especially when it comes to health things. Like I said, I work in fucking entertainment. I'm not about to sit up here and tell people, don't wear your mask. That's a hoax. Okay.
One video where that dude was saying something to Dr. Fauci. They had a little conference. It was something like, oh yeah, he was saying, man, you should give people some sort of hope, Fauci. In fact, like, motherfucker, it's not about hope. It's about the facts. What the fuck are you talking about?
See, that's the problem, and that's where it got political. Oh, facts, man. This country does not like fuck. There's two things coming up. They don't like the truth, and they don't like the fucking facts. That's why we said, do people know how to fucking read? Like you don't even need to look. You read this shit. You see it. Matter of fact, America's so funny or whatever with things is because we put fucking warning labels on products we buy and shit. And yet we still look at it and go like, oh, man, that's bullshit. It don't happen to me. So that's bullshit. I mean, don't even get me wrong. Even the shit I drink or whatever shit, there's a warning label. I'm looking at it right now. I know the fucking cause and effect for it. But people sit up here and go like, oh, that's bullshit. That ain't real, man. If you ever seen anybody do... No, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn, dude. All these goddamn theories.
It's stupid.
Especially this upper class tier too. People who just want to go shopping and don't want to wear their fucking mask. Just put your fucking mask on, please. Just why are people making this difficult? Why? You literally put the mask on.
It really ain't hard. You don't have to wear something in the fucking car. Just wear it when you go outside. That's all we
have. I've already gotten used to wearing the damn thing.
That's all you gotta do.
That one dude that tried to go in the grocery store and tried to fight the grocery store clerk. I'm just like, this dude.
And most of these places have some sort of curbside pickup or something. So you don't have to be out for like 5 seconds. That's it. That's all I got to do.
You really don't even need to leave, to be honest. If it's up to me, I plan on just staying up in the house all day. This just goes back to people that are saying like video games destroy minds. Get yourself a video game console.
Please.
Get you a PlayStation. Play some Spider-Man. Get you a fucking Xbox. Play that goddamn Halo series. That'll keep you busy for a week. You might come up with more conspiracy theories if you play that game, though.
Probably.
They'd be like, wait a minute. So the Covenant, Wait a minute. I've seen them before. The Covenant are Native Americans, and they trying to come back.
man.
Actually, maybe you shouldn't play video games.
Okay, the fucking mind up anymore. It's probably not a good idea. I don't know. I'm trying to crazy shit now. The Master Chief is Jesus.
Wait a minute. He must be American, super soldier style. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I look forward to this future when we wear battle armors and go into war.
Who has battle armor?
So wait a minute. The Flood, they COVID. The Flood is COVID. You got to wear this special body armor to protect you from the COVID.
Give people ideas, man.
We might have to write this story, Cody. We might have to talk about how the how Halo and COVID one and the same.
Jesus, it was source of COVID-19, yes.
And the way Jesus fought him was with a rifle.
And the Covenant, they're really the good guys. They're trying to help us.
It's Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
What's his name? Arbiter? That's Dr. Fauci. That's Dr. Fauci. And the Halo ring, that's 4th of July.
Yep.
Yeah, you said you get on that thing, you can blow it up. You can blow it up. Okay, we better stop. This is sounding too much. This is sounding too much like America now. I got fucking Halo. Wow. Never thought Halo would make sense once you compare it to COVID and everything else.
Hey, everything makes sense this year. 2020, yeah, everything makes sense.
So what we're going to be doing going forward is we're going to be doing Skype shows. Hopefully by then America will get their shit. I got to tell you, I have no hope and I have no faith in hope.
I will see this clear. It's going to be this whole back and forth thing for the entire year until we get a fucking vaccine. Right, that's what it's going to be. It'll be back and forth.
Now people talking shit about the vaccine, Cody. Man, they want you to take the vaccine because that's how they're going to give you COVID.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
I think humanity is doomed, Cody. I think as I was talking to our lunatic, this is it. This is it, man. This is the last punch right here. This is the last drop. Yeah. This is the last drop, literally.
Last drop. Yeah.
Literally. Oh yeah, I love freedom. Freedom of stupid ass opinions. Yes.
Yeah.
Look, like I always say, if you choose to be racist, that's your choice, but please don't be ignorant about it. Please. Yeah. Don't be.
Don't be stupid.
Like, if you combat... Yeah, that's all I ask. And it's not hard to be stupid, neither. I mean, I guess you're not in quarantine, whatever. That's one more thing before we start wrap the quarantine thing. You people that's talking about, man, my state is too strict right now with its fucking mask law. I'm gonna fly to this state. I don't wish death upon nobody, but I hope y'all get COVID. I gotta tell you. That is like the most ridiculous fucking thing. And there's been a lot of people just traveling around the goddamn city.
I can't tell you what to do. Clearly.
Jesus, dude. Like, what is going on here? Like, people act like they just fucking dying from staying in their house or something. Which is crazy to me because... I don't know how many times I hear people complain how they broke they are and can't do shit and just wish they could just stay home and shit. It's like, well, now you got a chance to do that. Keep your ass. Please stop. I had one friend complaining that, you know, the restaurants she work at, whatever, they closed down. She said, I'm getting tired of this political thing. I was just like, what is she talking about? This is not political. It's... what is she drinking the Kool-Aid now, baby? Like, it's not political. Stop spreading this shit, please. Like, you're spreading false information here. That's the problem with this country. We love spreading false information. Political. There's nothing fucking political about this, people. I don't know why we turned this. We're the only country to turn this into a political thing. This is a health.
We really are.
This is a health crisis. This is a health crisis. It's not a fucking Democrat. It's not a Republican thing. I know some of you Republicans love your liberal tears to stay up in their houses and shit. And I know you extreme leftists love to go above and beyond as well, too. But both of y'all, shut the fuck up, please.
Please, just shut the fuck up.
I'm trying
no
to...
More talking, please.
Yes.
You have no more talking.
Yeah, no more talking. Quote Birdman. So going forward, I'd like to go outside next summer. That's all I'm saying. I would love to.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
I'd love to continue doing the last drop at bars. By the way,
yes,
yeah, that'd be nice. I'd love to go out and eat at a nice little one of our rooftop spots again. Yeah.
I miss that hope so fucking much.
Yes.
Got no idea. But can't do it.
It's not like it's the end of us, right?
Hell no.
No. Exactly. It's not the end of me. That's a damn show. So going forward, people, we're going to improvise. We're kind of taking this week by week, to be honest. I mean, right now, cases are just too high, and me and Cody, we're just not taking no fucking chances. So,
right now.
Yeah. Like we said, this has been a little too close to home for both of us. Mm-hmm. And we may not be faithful people, but we just don't play devil's advocate. So,
yes, sir.
Look, we don't believe in ghosts and shit like that, but we ain't playing with no Ouija board.
Nope.
So, my best chances and Cody's best chances, we're going to stay the fuck home. So,
in the house. That's it.
We're going to stay home. We're going to drink. He's going to drink his beer. I'm going to drink my whiskey. We're going to come on every week. You know, we may have a plan. We may not. But at the end of the day, we're going to talk a lot of shit.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We do best.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're gonna have our drinks. Cody's going to drink his beer. I'm going to drink my whiskey. I might shoot him some samples. He'll shoot. I'll go pick me up a beer or whatever. You never know.
What?
Main thing is, we're just going to talk a lot of shit. We're talking a lot of shit coming up.
So that's like the one guarantee. Talking shit and drinking something. Yes. That's the one guarantee.
Gonna wait for new game releases like that Avengers game coming out. We're gonna play. We're gonna play commentary. Cody, I'm dying! Now! That's not even a news article. Jesus Christ. I gotta tell you, someone that works in entertainment, new entertainment, they must be bored out of their fucking mind, whatever. Like, one news notification just popped up. Why Thanos kept changing in each Marvel movie.
What talking about?
Special effects got better? they got an actor to play it?
Different directors.
Thank you. Yes. Why is that even a news article? Cody, why are we still talking about Thanos?
Jesus Christ, I
don't know for
that shit.
I tell you, Cody, it's just bored. That's why. I tell you, man, entertainment, they're bored, dude. They like, man, look, I don't give a shit, dude. Steven Spielberg can suck Rick Moss's dick right now. We talk about it, okay? We getting it on the air right now. We got to talk about it. Ain't nothing to talk about in entertainment right now. They thirsty for them clicks, dude. They can't do their little awkward-ass faces no more for movie reviews and shit, so. Better luck next year then, mofos. Anyway, though, so people, that is today's show. All the ones that stuck around and didn't unsubscribe, which I don't really give a fuck if you did anyway, to be honest.
No, we don't care.
Yeah, I'm drinking some great Eagle Rare here. By the way, I give this a 2.5. It's El Cerrito liquor.
2.5? Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah, this is really fucking good. I like the little it's spice kick down. It's finished. My favorite one out of the bunch is the Liquor Mart one, but we'll return to these at another date when we're together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only going to be doing like one bottle on these things because like I don't want to. Basically, I don't want to fuck up future shows when we get back. Not going to be doing like 3 or 4 bottles like we normally do. I guess we don't do that much anyway. But I'm pretty much throwing out my window of whiskey weeks until we get back together and just calling on the fly, whatever I feel like drinking, just to talk shit with Cody or whatever. So
sounds fair enough.
Yeah, because I'm not about to ruin our future shows based on fucking Skype. This bitch ain't gonna get the fucking last laugh. So.
Hell no.
Yeah. So.
Fuck no.
Yeah. Yeah. You hear that, you British bitch? If you're new to The Last Drop, we have a long history with this lady.
Yeah, boy, do.
Yeah, we have a long list with her, and she's not our favorite person in the world. So,
no.
Yeah,
not at all.
Yeah, so she's been nice today, but I'm almost certain a month from now she'd be like, "Oh, you got comfortable, didn't you?" So, I guess we're gonna sign out of here. Hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day. Their Monday coming up.
Stay safe. Don't be a dumbass, please.
Is that asking for too much these days?
Yeah, if you listen to this show, you can't be a dumbass.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that out there right now. If you're a dumbass,
click
off right now. Fuck off.
You basically need to be a last drop. Please don't be anything lower than a 2, okay? You need to be a last drop.
That's great, but yeah, there you go.
But like Cody said, to put it in layman's terms, just don't be a stupid fuck, please, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you listen to this, man. Well, we're godfathers. We don't do stupid shit, so... So, Cody, I look forward to talking to you next week.
Always, sir.
Stay safe to you,
Skype,
bro.
Without Skype, always fun.
Yeah, it's always fun. Even without Skype, with Skype, doesn't matter, whatever. We're drinking, we're having a good time, we're talking shit, whatever. We hoping America gets their shit together in the next fucking couple of weeks, whatever.
They won't.
This is like tough love, everyone. Don't think we're shitting on this country. Well, we are, but, you know. Hey, look.
Yeah, we shitting on
them. We love the Lakers, but we give them shit, too, when they fuck up. So it's like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
So... When they signed Kwame Brown, we let them know that.
Kwame Brown.
That fucking bum. That fucking bum, dude. That dude, he really. Stephen A. Smith. Bonafide scrub. That's the best definition you can give that motherfucker. God, that motherfucker. He left a stench in the Staples Center that we've never been able to get out of there until now. So. I don't know if people noticed that. Like, he literally left.
It took many a steam cleaning to get that stench out, sir. Yes.
Yeah, it took damn near a decade to get that stench. It took a fucking decade to get that stench. You almost realize, like, almost none of our teams in that Staples Center won a championship since that motherfucker came in. And then the Kings broke that string. We was like, there's hope now. There's hope. And then COVID came and fucked up our basketball teams. Whatever. Whatever. We got the King here, so we not worried. Whatever. But like, we give them shit because we want them to do better. Because we know they can do better.
Be at the highest standards.
Like they always are, and like they always will be. In America, you think you talk about how great you are. Well, we need you to be the leaders you are and prove it. Be great.
Yep.
Don't be. Cody used to have a saying, by the way. I forgot what it was now. He used to have a saying, but it was.
Was it a don't be sorry, be better or
something? Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, I remember it. Something like that. Now I'm trying to remember what it was, but in this group, don't be stupid, be better.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's probably going to be the new sign. Don't be stupid. Be better, America. There you go. Be better. So, like I will always say, I am the godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And I'm going to, I guess we'll sign off with, you know, like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be a draw.
And also, don't be stupid. Be better.
Be better, people.
That's
all we ask.
Fucking idiots. I don't know what that was.
Laptop just dropped.